Dubai Eye
103.8. Question for you all this morning. What does home mean to you? Why are we asking this question? Well, it's something that cropped up in conversation here in the offices yesterday. As we talked home sweet home and asked the question, do you consider the UAE your home? If so, why? If so, why not? We'd love to hear your story. I mean, obviously, this is specifically targeted towards expatriates that now call the UAE their home, albeit their residence. Where do you call home? Obviously, if you were a national, born and bred here in the UAE, you still call it home. But what if you're an expatriate? Born and bred here in the UAE. Do you still call it home? And to that end, where is home? A question that we posed to our colleague Sneha May Francis.
We choose to live in the UAE because of our jobs, the opportunity to travel and to save up for retirement. There are currently 9.68 million people living in the Emirates, according to data from the World Bank, and over 88% of them are expats. Indians, Pakistanis, Egyptians, Filipinos make up half of the country's population. Rhiannon Downey-Hurst is the founder of Home Club ME, an online community that launches today, where residents can look for resources to turn their house into a home.
People in Dubai can find ideas and inspiration for their home in order to create a comfortable environment, an environment that they enjoy, that they look forward to coming home to. And it's really a platform that serves to provide inspiration, ideas, as well as vetted and approved suppliers, all of the elements that make a home.
In recent months, laws and regulations were introduced to make it possible for some expats to have permanent residency status, buy property with attractive financing options, and retire here. But Hurst, who's been in the UAE for 11 years, says what's really important is the people that you surround yourself with.
When I started to really feel at home in Dubai was when I started to make real friendships and find people that I could rely on and trust. I consider Dubai to be my home away from home. When I go back to the UK, I always miss Dubai. So to me, that indicates that Dubai has my heart.
How long have you lived in the UAE? Do you consider it your home? Tell us your story.
Love to hear from you. Our thanks to Sneha May Francis for that. Lots of comments coming through on this particular subject. Zina Zalameya has those comments for you now.
Yeah, so I put the question on Twitter last night. Zishan at Zishan Baloch said, yes, I can. Can I stay here forever, please? Vermaris at Vermaris underscore Srinivas says, UAE is our home away from home, and this country has given so much love and happiness one finds only at home. Dawn Metcalf at Dawn PDSI says, definitely home. And Aisha, Fiery Aisha, says home. Been here 16 years, very protective towards the city and everything about it.
Let's go to the lines now, and we're going to catch up with Naveen here in Dubai. Let's speak to Naveen, who joins us live on line 3. Good morning to you, Naveen.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing, Tom?
Very well indeed. Thanks very much indeed for taking our call this morning. So where is home for you, Naveen?
Well, that's a magic question, actually. I don't have a direct answer for that because I've lived a very transient lifestyle for the last 18 years. I've lived in 8 countries, so it's very hard to say where home is. I've been in UAE for 3 years now. It's the longest time we've lived in any country for the last 10 years. Mm. So you can just imagine it's just been quite busy hopping around and just trying to find our place. But, you know, where home is really where the heart is.
So there's lots of comments coming through on this particular topic today. One being that, you know, where you're born is nominally your home. So to that end, where were you born?
I was born in Australia.
And does that hold an element of home for you?
You know, I haven't lived in Australia for over 20 years now. So in some ways I go home. And I call it home, but definitely because that's where my parents are.
Yeah.
But then I feel like a tourist sometimes in my own home, if that makes sense. Would I ever go back to live there? I can't answer that as well. I just don't know where I actually belong right now. It's a bit of a confusing question.
So others are turning around and saying it's where you lay your roots. So if you make an investment into a country and buy property or otherwise, that's your home. Have you done anything like that here?
I have purchased a home here, and in many ways it has felt like home more than, you know, more so that we've done that. Living in something that belongs to us makes a big difference. We've always rented, apart from the one time we were in the US and we did purchase there, lived in there for only 6 months and had to leave again. So yes, it definitely makes a difference. We have done that here.
I mean, maybe we're looking at it in the wrong way. I mean, who better to ask? Someone that's been on the go for the last 18 years, as you mentioned there, from place to place. I mean, do we need to define a home? I mean, do you pine for a definition of home? Are you quite comfortable with that old adage of wherever you lay your hat?
You know, I think whenever my husband says we need to settle down somewhere forever, that scares me. I just don't see myself staying anywhere forever anymore. I just can't envision that. I'm actually quite comfortable with the idea of moving around. There are certain stages in life where you'd want to stay settled somewhere just for the sake of the kids. I have four children, so, you know, for their schooling and so forth. But to be permanently somewhere for the rest of my life, I don't envision that.
So that's interesting as well, because you're talking about where you define home. Is that a question that you pose to your children as well? Because I'm assuming they've been born in different parts of the world.
They have been. They've all been born in different countries. So my daughter was born in Egypt. It's actually funny because, like, at the time, every time we moved, I had a child. So my husband's like, right, we're not moving again. So my daughter's born in Egypt. I had my son in France and my third child in the UK and my fourth child in Switzerland. Really, I think home for them is wherever we are.
And
it's just the way it is, really. You know, I think you can make home wherever you want it to be. It's just where you feel comfortable and where you're happy.
And for now, for you, Naveen, this is home. I mean, you mentioned a little earlier on that you've been here for the longest you've lived since 2008. Is it feeling more like home for you?
Definitely does. I think it takes about 2 years to settle down completely anywhere and to make it feel like a home. It takes a good year to start making those good friendships, and then another year, I suppose, to really feel like you're adjusted, and this is where you can, I suppose, lay down your roots in a way. So it definitely does feel like home more than it has any other country for the last 10 years. And we do plan to stay here for a few more years, so I'm making it, taking advantage of that as much as I can.
Digging in, quite right too. Naveen, thank you so much indeed for your call this morning. Really lovely to talk to you. That's Naveen in Dubai.
This is your chance to join the conversation on The Agenda.
Call us now on 04871 5500.
Rustam, thank you very much indeed. It was you, wasn't it, Rustam? It was you. It was you, Rustam, saying home is where I can hear Dubai Eye. And that's why you can come back for more, Rustam. Thank you for that. Not the only text message to come in.
Yes, we've got another one of you saying, this is my 21st year in Dubai. My husband and I are from different European countries. Our parents live in four different other European countries. We call Dubai our home, but her daughter is six. Recently, when we moved house, she cried, kissing the walls of her room, saying, I was born here. It's my home. I can't leave this place. And at that point, we realized that one day we will leave not just the house we live in, but the country too. And we're making sure now that our child relates to us as parents, as her home, instead of relating to the physical space or location. That's actually from Nat. Thank you for sharing your story, Nat.
Eric got in touch saying, in my opinion, the most important thing of the word home is that you must feel comfortable inside it. But there isn't a place in the world where trouble doesn't follow you. So you have to embrace these conflicts to the point of realizing that it's not the place that makes you, but it is you that makes a specific place feel like home. Eric, thank you for that. And another one that's come through, this time from Gurav out there, saying, to me, home means a place where I can feel safe. It means a place where I don't have to hide who I am, because everyone there knows who I am. And me trying to hide, it would be fruitless. My parents own a house and I'm lucky enough to have a bedroom there. I haven't been there in a couple of years, but I know it's there. But it's not my home, not anymore. I've got an apartment, it's pretty great, but these three rooms aren't my home. I'm not homeless, but I am home, in inverted commas, less, if that makes any sense.
All right, we've got another one from
Mita.
I think
it does. I'm not sure, Gaurav.
Homeless.
I am homeless. I'm without home. Home. Okay.
I think a lot of people can relate to that. It's very deep, though. At Mita Ray at Mita 56. Hi, Mita. I've been here all my life. This is definitely home for me. And that came through Twitter.
Let's go to the lines and speak to Anita, who joins us live on the line from Palm Jumeirah right here in Dubai. Morning to you, Anita.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Where's home for you?
I'd like to say that Dubai is home because I'm born and raised here. I've lived all my life here. I'm 31 now. I know it's a tough topic. My roots are Indian. but I cannot go anywhere. I'm just so stuck to this place that I call home.
Mm. So let's talk about India first and foremost. You said that's your roots, but as you say, you've lived pretty much your entire life here.
Yeah, I was born here, I was raised here, and I decided to stick it out here.
So do you still, you recognise your Indian heritage and roots? Is that one way of putting it? But it's not home to you.
But it's not home to me. And I agree to what Nat, you know, the lady who sent you a message, saying that for her daughter, it's just so hard to let go of the fact that, you know, she's moving homes. So it's something that I go through, that if somebody tells me that, hey, you can't, like if I don't have a job or I'm not sponsored by somebody, I'm just scared of that.
Yeah.
So it's just something I guess we all expats go through, you know, at least the ones who are born and raised here, because this is what you connect to. This is where, you know, you've made your base. You have your friends, your extended family, et cetera, et cetera. And then one day when, you know, situations change, circumstances change, you have to leave this place. It's something quite upsetting, but I'd yet like to consider this my home. Even though it's more like a transit place, but I'd like to call this home.
Yeah, no, that makes a huge amount of sense. And when you mentioned that you were born and raised here as well, did your parents continue to stay here? Have they remained here? Do you still have family here?
So it's just sad, but my parents had to move back to India because when you reach a certain age, you can't keep that visa. So they gave me that choice. Do you want to come back with us? And I was like, okay, I understand my roots are in India, but I don't recognize that place.
Mm.
It's just a place that I go once in a year, but it's not home to me. Dubai is home. I guess I'm speaking for a lot of expats out there who are going through this situation somewhere down the line. You know, we all are faced by that situation when, you know, we don't have a job or we've reached the retirement age where we can't really retire here.
And just on your parents, I mean, how was the sort of transfer back to India for them? I mean, did they enjoy it or did they find it difficult?
It was hard because they were in Dubai since, I think, 35, 40 years.
Wow.
And they had to say a bye-bye. But they always knew that. Back of their head, they knew that they can't call this place a home because they have to move, you know. They're not going to be, like, they won't have a visa.
Yeah.
So they always knew that, but it's just that when it comes on you, it takes a jolt, like, you have to pack up and go.
And what I find really interesting is that this is obviously something that is concerning you, because whilst we feel safe here and so many of us call it home, so many have spent a lot of time here, there is always that little element of doubt which cause concern for people here as to what's next.
That's exactly my point. It's a lot of us going through this concern back of our heads that, oh God, you know, what if, you know, circumstances change, we're pretty much gone from here. And, you know, anyhow, it's tough, but gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Anita, really appreciate you getting in touch with us. Thanks so much indeed for the thoughts. Interesting call, that one. Interesting comments as well. As Anita was saying, it's a hot debate topic amongst her friends as well. Where do you call home? That's a question we've been asking you. Please do get in touch with us. Join the conversation. We'd love your thoughts and opinions on this one. What constitutes home for you? If you've got anything that you would like to add to the conversation, then please do. No name with this one, which is a shame because it's nice. Home depends on the context. Home is the house I own and live with my wife and kid. Home is also my parents' house. Home can be the city that I'm originally from. An arbitrary but completely serious definition. Home can be a place where I'm comfortable while using the kitchen, a place where I know where things are. Home is ease of access. So is that home to you? And where's home from home? Is there such a thing? How many times can I mention the word home in one sentence?
Have something to get off your chest? Join the conversation on The Agenda.
On Dubai I 103.8.
We're asking you where home is at the moment. We're asking you to join the conversation and let us know what constitutes home for you. A lot of people getting their thoughts through to us, including Pamela, who's been in touch, saying it's a common experience for people who live abroad. In fact, there is research that's been done on it. It can be tough. I've gone back to the United States twice, and both times it was really difficult for me. I think also it can be particularly difficult for people who have more freedom in the country abroad. More than once I've talked with a number of my friends reporting that their home culture were tougher to get on in, and they didn't want to go back. It was painful to watch them struggle with familial and societal expectations that didn't match their dreams. Thanks very much indeed to you for that one. Let's get some other thoughts as well, because they are coming in to us in reply to the question, what constitutes home for you? Zines?
Yes, we've got a text from Anu Rin saying, whilst Wales is my birthplace, Dubai has been home for over 40 years, but my retirement home will be in Malaysia, whilst keeping a firm foothold here in Dubai. But yes, Dubai has and continues to be a great home. All the best. Thank you for that message.
Thanks very much indeed to Uni, who's been in touch. Uni, I should say, who says, my home is the place that feels permanent enough to set up my pictures and my little knickknacks. The place I can't wait to get to when I'm at work or I've been gone all day. Even the city I live in is like home. I know every street. I notice when trees have been cut down. I notice when a house gets new paint or a new look. I remember that what the town looked like about 15 years ago before they started putting up all the new restaurants and stores, etc. I'm only nearly 30. I've lived here since I was born, except for about 2 years in total when we moved to another country in my early 20s. But I'm back now. I'm back to driving on the roads that I know well in downtown, going carefully over all the areas around town. Thank you for that. That's one from one of our listeners, as is this one. This one from Caro, saying home is safe, secure and smells like cooking. Whether it's your family, your mum, your dad making something. And like someone else has said as well, it's got to have my books and also a few meaningful belongings and pictures. It's knowing you're loved and you love them, a genuine notion of caring and supporting. So a lot of people just saying this is, you know, it's a very sort of physical thing, isn't it? Whereas I suppose I look at it from a notional point of view of what is spiritually your home, what you call as your home country, as opposed to your physical surrounding that is home, two in the same.
Yes, and some people can get technical. What passport do you hold? That means that's your home. So there's a lot of views on this, including Ariane's. Ariane, home is when I'm with my friends and loved ones here in the UAE after a long, tiring day at work. It's good to go home to a good set of friends and a house. That's home for me.
Let's hear from Jessie, who joins us live on the line now. Hey, Jessie.
Hello. Hi.
Nice to have you on board. Where's home for you, Jessie?
I kind of agree with the conversation that you were just having, and it is very much something emotional, I believe, as a concept. I'm from the UK, born and raised. I moved to Egypt in what I call my quarter-life crisis when I was around 22. I spent 6 years there, and then I came here to Dubai from there, not from the UK, so I didn't go back. And I've been in the UAE now for 5 years. And honestly, I get homesick for my life in Egypt and my friends there and all the nostalgic familiarities and old haunting grounds that I have there, and the same for the UK. But right now, Dubai is my home, 100%, because I leave for the summer like so many of us do. And I spend a month in Egypt and 2 months in the UK to satisfy those urges and longing for home. But I don't miss anywhere as much as I do Dubai.
So when you spend time away from the UK or Egypt, as you mentioned there, the longer you spend away, does that lessen the sort of yearnings or the ideas of that being home as well?
For me, I believe so. And actually, that's something that's just occurred to me as I was speaking to you, because I've been out away from the UK now for, let's say, 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
And I definitely miss the UK less and less and less. And it feels more of a chore to go home. And I suppose it's the people I'm going to, not the place. Whereas Egypt, as that was only five to 6 years ago, I miss certain coffee shops, I miss certain streets, I miss the smell, and, you know, all the sounds and the sights, and it's a complete sensory something that I miss on all levels.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It strikes me as well, because I'm same as you, born and bred in the UK, but the more time, and it will always be home for me, but the more times I go back there now, the longer I spend away, I feel more of a stranger there, because things have changed, things have evolved, as with good reason. But that, I think that, that word that you use, familiarity, and being able to sort of navigate your way around, as you got in Egypt in recent times.
Yeah. And also my parents moved quite far, a couple of hours drive away from where I was born and raised, in Fulham.
Yeah.
And they moved to West Sussex. So now when I go back to the UK, I spend my time in a place that I have no attachment to whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
And even if I pass through Fulham, or if I go and see friends of Fulham, it's a completely different place. And there's none of that feeling there, or that attachment there. So, and yes, I do feel really different. I think as an expat in general, and the idea of being an expat shapes you and gives you this other culture that you wouldn't have if you just stayed in one place. And so that can be quite difficult to find that common ground of friends and family that you've left behind.
So the three homes you mentioned there, the latest of which is the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. You mentioned earlier on the conversation that you miss it when you're away from here as well. Do you see yourself sticking around for a while here in the country?
Oh, it's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think most people that come here, nobody expects to stay as long as they do. It's a bit like the rabbit hole that you fall down, and then, you know, time passes at a different speed than everywhere else in the world. It's always very apparent to us how this is a temporary place, and it's very unlikely that you can settle here, and it becomes more and more difficult. I think in the last 5 years, it feels like that's really been driven home to us as expats, that this is a temporary place, you're here for a time and then you leave.
Mm.
But where is next? I have no idea. I definitely don't want to go back to the UK for many reasons. I don't want to go back to Egypt, you know, economically, and I've had a kid since I've been here.
Yeah.
So, but where's next? I don't know. And that's quite a scary concept for us as a young family, I think. Mm.
You don't have to make that decision right here, right now on the radio, that's for sure. Jesse, we just appreciate you reaching out. Thanks for getting in touch on Facebook. Thanks for joining us on the show. And thanks for sharing
your
story. Jesse Walker joining us live on the line. If you want to do the same, you can do so. You can either get in touch on Facebook. What do you search on Facebook?
Dubai I-1038 FM.
You can do the same on Instagram, Twitter, and of course all the other social media platforms, if there are any. And you can text us on 4001. We'll get in touch. Or you can cut through it all and give us a call, 04871 5500.
This is Dubai I-103.8.